We also want to thank our live musical guests here today, Juliana and Andy Wilson of the Springtails. A nice little flourish there, Andy Wilson. Their most recent CD is called Rain or Shine. We're going to hear Mean Old Way.
Man, I miss the way you sung me to sleep. Good night, eyes. I know your soul will keep. Just keep on dreaming, baby, and tomorrow'll be sweet. Tomorrow when we wake, it'll be day 29. I can't feel the toll of that wild Irish wine. No, I can't tell the difference since you put your heart in.
Juliana and Andy Wilson live here at WKAR. They are of the Springtails. Their most recent CD is called Rain or Shine, and what you just heard is track number 6 on the new CD. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. What exactly started each of you on your musical journey? I'll start with you, Juliana.
Oh, okay.
What's your earliest musical memory?
My earliest music, I think I've just been singing for as long as I can remember. I mean, my mom says I was making up songs when I was really young, and but there, and there are photos of me with like a wooden block standing in front of the fireplace singing with my sister, you know.
And the microphone? Oh, it's a full microphone.
Yeah, right, a fake microphone.
Do you remember any of that?
I do remember doing that. Yeah. Just being, I don't know if we were watching some show at the time that we loved, or but my sister and I always liked to sing together, and everybody in my family likes to sing.
Well, so. You play a pretty decent uke, too.
Thank you. That's a new thing. That is, I mean,
really?
Well, newish. 2009 is when I picked up the ukulele.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andy, what about you? How'd your musical journey get started?
Well, you know, I came from a musical family. So, you know, I started piano lessons when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I do remember my father having an old Honer Marine Band harmonica in the old cardboard box they used to come in, and getting a hold of that when I was about 7 or 8, and I really took to that and loved it, and continued playing piano and studied trumpet, but I always played the harmonica sort of for me. It was the one instrument that nobody made me practice. You know, I had to practice my piano for the half hour or 45 minutes, and same with the trumpet. And the harmonica was my thing. Mm. And that's the one that's really been my favorite and most important instrument really throughout my career. And I've always played it. I never put it down since I was 7 years old.
It seems to me that if you get proficient on the harmonica, you are guaranteed gigging opportunities. You know, I mean, if you know your way around that, you can compliment any band, any sound. They'll find a place for you.
Yeah,
right?
They
Is
will.
That the case?
Well,
I've always assumed that.
It's interesting because there's not many bands in the world that feel they need a harmonica. It's not like being a bassist or something like that, or a drummer, you know. But the harmonica easily fits into so many different styles of music. I mean, I think the blues is what most people think of. But it's also really easy to sit in with bands and things, to have this instrument in your pocket.
Exactly.
That all they need is a spare vocal mic up there somewhere, and you can just jump up on stage and play. And I find that often gives me a little opportunity to jump up on stage and make some noise.
How did you end up with this kind of collection of songs, or this kind of style of song that you specialize in, kind of the acoustic swing bluesy ballad? I mean, you kind of touch on a lot of different styles, really, with the songs that you do. How did that unfold exactly?
Well, I guess I think I'm probably responsible for most of the song selections. It's just whatever songs speak to me, or what I, you know, that I pick up and want to learn, or and some of, I don't write too many songs. There is an original on there, but, and we'll play it at the end of the show, but we're mostly, I feel like a song collector or a curator, and it's sort of it's all about the story, and then the feelings behind that, the emotions behind that song, and so whatever draws me, but it's from a lot of different genres, like you pointed out. It's really hard to characterize like what our band is when we had to select, you know, like what kind of for this CD in particular, and we had to categorize it so that it could be pop up in iTunes in the right place.
Understood.
You know,
and, yeah.
But so if you love, you know, great songwriting, it's hard to avoid the Great American Songbook, and we draw quite a bit from there.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, if you love great, I mean, I love the singer-songwriters of today, but I don't know that any of them compete with Cole Porter.
I think a lot of people would agree with you, by all means. Their most recent CD is called Rain or Shine. We're talking with Juliana and Andy Wilson of the Springtails, thespringtails.com, and we'll learn about some upcoming performances, as well as hear more live music from Juliana and Andy coming up here on WKAR's Live Music Friday. Back to the live music. Andy and Juliana Wilson of the Springtails are here performing songs from their most recent CD and others. The most recent is called Rain or Shine. Let's hear That's My Weakness Now.
Change of heart.
That's My Weakness Now. Andy and Juliana Wilson of the Springtails live here on Live Music Friday on Current State on WKAR. That an original? That's somebody else's song.
Well, that's somebody else's, okay. but we modified it.
Yeah, I changed some lyrics in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really quite an old song, 1920s.
I think it's interesting. I learned a song from Cliff Edwards, who was also went by the name Ukulele Ike, and got his real fame and fortune when he became the voice of Jiminy Cricket for Walt Disney. So he was the man who sang When You Wish Upon a Star,
oh, sure.
and Give a Little Whistle, and had a beautiful voice. Yeah. So I learned it from Jiminy Cricket. And
but I learned it from Helen Kane, who was also
Betty
the voice
Boop.
Of Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are different versions of that song with different sets of lyrics depending on who sang it. And then so I took that as a license, basically, yeah. to change it
in
for my
end.
Purposes. Too.
In the end, every yeah. song is yours. You decide to perform it, right?
That's right.
That's right.
It becomes
right.
your thing. Andy, talk to a lot of our listeners know that you have been a member of Steppin' In It. Talk to us about your time in that band.
Oh, fantastic time in that band. You know, I was a founding member in 1998 when we started that group. I was in a band with the bassist Dominic who at that point went by Dominic Suhita and is now Dominic Davis. So I started playing with Dominic in 96. And in 1998, our band that we had at that point sort of fell apart, and we found ourselves looking for a new guitarist / lead singer. And through a friend of a friend, met Joshua Davis. And the rest was history, you know, and we had a great time. Spent quite a lot of time as a four-piece group driving around the country in an Econoline van, and my twin brother was one of those four, so we were roommates on the road, you know. We'd get two hotel rooms, and Joe and I'd get one of them, and Dominic and Josh were, by default, had to be roommates as well. And we had a great time and had some great gigs, and we still get together and play every now and again, but we're not playing that much. Josh has his, of course, has gone on to do his thing with NBC's The Voice, and Dominic has found his fame and fortune with Jack White and others down in Nashville, Tennessee. So
Dominic,
we get together occasionally.
Dominic was just on the show because he's going to be on Prairie Home Companion playing
yeah.
with Jack White on Saturday night here on WKAR, 6 o'clock. You're the newest iteration of a Prairie Home Companion with Chris Thiele.
Oh, the new version, yes.
As the host. Are you playing on the new album Joshua's recording?
No, I am not.
You are a member, though, as you alluded. You're with your twin brother Joe and the Wilson Brothers Band. Bring us up to speed on what you do there.
Oh, the Wilson Brothers Band. And we've gone through various versions of that as well. Recently, we've been playing just as a duo, just the two of us. And we take the word band away, and it's just the Wilson Brothers.
Okay.
Although we did recently, we added a percussionist, Bob Bryan, and he's the same drummer that works with the Springtails. And that went quite well. And the Wilson Brothers sort of do this sort of intense variety show. My father saw us for the first time, and at the set break, he said, "Boy, you guys are an assault on your expectations, you know, because we'll do a Cajun song, and then we'll follow it with a, you know, 7-8 classical piece, and then we'll do an Irish reggae thing, you know, and some of it is instrumental, and some of it's vocal, and it's kind of an interesting show."
Well, we will hear more here from Andy and Juliana Wilson of the Springtails coming up in just a little bit here on WKAR's Current State. It's a Live Music Friday here. Their latest CD is called Rain or Shine. Andy and Juliana Wilson here on WKAR. Stay where you are. We'll hear a little bit more music from them. Where are you performing next, Andy and Juliana Wilson?
Where are we performing next? We have the thing at the Broad Museum.
Yes, there's a benefit with the Midmiac group at the Broad Museum coming up on December 1st. And then
benefits Art in the Wild.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah. And then we'll be playing at Moriarty's again in December as well. I don't remember the exact date, but that'll be up on our website.
Yeah, we have a really fun show in the middle of January 14th, down in Marshall, Michigan at the Frank Theater. That will include the Wilson Brothers and Don Julin and a bunch of great music.
Very good.
Yeah.
You can learn all about it at their website, thespringtails.com. A big thank you to Juliana and Andy Wilson here of the Springtails for performing live for us here today on Live Music Friday. Break a leg. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Pack up all your worries, don't be in a hurry, enjoy the show. Life is just a journey and nobody knows how far we'll go. No one knows the hour, no one knows the minute, enjoy the show. Every little moment is few or as many as